on the mic. A lot to talk about as these playoffs have taken off. And boy, have they taken off. It's crazy, man. It is absolutely crazy. Like, every series has got its own story. Every series has got its own story. I would say that other than the Houston and Minnesota series. But other than that, yeah, every series has literally got its own stories. And I'm going to jump from series to series just to give you my output on different things. But, man, let me start off with the Portland and New Orleans series. Just give me a moment. That moment, that was a moment of silence for Damian Lillard's career. That was horrible. That was awful. Now, not to take anything away from New Orleans, I give nothing to Portland. And I give nothing to Lillard. After something like that, after witnessing something like that, and just over the past years and whatnot, can we start questioning Lillard's leadership? Can we question his ability to take a team somewhere? I mean, he did take him to the third place in a very complicated Western Conference. But like I said, it was a complicated conference. A lot of crazy stuff was going on. So, I can't really give him too much credit for claiming third in a conference that was up for grabs anyways, minus the top two spots. But let me tell you, man, Jesus. Watching Lillard play like that, it was kind of embarrassing because I actually used to like Lillard. And I say used to because I can't say that I want to follow this man anymore because that is just horrendous. You scream and you cry season after season about this and about that, getting snubbed, getting this and that. But maybe you deserve it. With performances like that and just showing us who you are when it really counts, we can't respect that as fans of a game of basketball. We can't. So, I don't know. If I'm Portland, what do I do? Do I still try to bring star power around Lillard and McCollum? Or do I try and break up the duo, ship Lillard somewhere, get a package? I don't know. I can't even, I don't know. If I'm Portland, I don't know what to do. That's all on them. I don't have any guesses. I don't think anybody would even want to go there after seeing something like that. So we'll see. We'll see. Now let's move on to New Orleans, though. I don't know. Can you guys really, really stop dissing my boy Rondo? Enough's enough. Enough is enough. Playoff Rondo is real. It's a thing. It is in full effect right now. I'm not going to say it's all Rondo, because Anthony Davis is playing out of his mind. Like, he is playing out of his mind, and I love it. I love it, because I love, deep down inside, I have love for Anthony Davis. He's just a grinder. He puts his head down, he grinds it, and he deserves this. The second round matchup against Golden State, that's where the real proof is in the pudding. What can you guys do? What can you guys bring to the table against the Golden State Warriors? And to me, I'm not going to sleep on New Orleans in a series like that, because you got a great mind in Rondo, which is something that, you know, he could use against the Golden State Warriors. And then you also got Anthony Davis. There's no one on Golden State Warriors that can guard Anthony Davis. There's absolutely no one on Golden State Warriors that can lock down Anthony Davis. So you got two effective weapons on New Orleans against the Golden State Warriors. Should I even bring up the weapons that Golden State has? Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green when he's hot. And then you also got a great basketball mind in Stephen Kerr, which a lot of people are trying to belittle this man's accomplishments with this team because they're just saying that he's picking up where Mark Jackson left off. Just stop it. enough is enough. Just stop, okay? Because that is a great team with a great system and coached by a great man, a great coach, a great mind. So just stop, okay? Enough is enough with that. So let's move on to Milwaukee. I want to move on to Milwaukee real fast because, yeah, they just beat the Boston Celtics and they're feeling nice, but they suck. I mean, with who you have on your team, you guys suck. You guys have Giannis, Chris Middleton is balling out of his mind. You also got Parker. I mean, you guys got pieces. Start using them. Brandon Jennings needs to wake up because I don't know what the hell is going on with that man. He was balling out in G League and he came here and he's not even, well, first of all, he's not even really getting minutes, but still, I don't know. Milwaukee's a mess. I'm surprised they even squeezed out a win, but I did say Boston in five, so I'm sticking with that. Boston in five. Boston takes the rest. That's a all right series. It was exciting at first, but it's gonna go smoothly now. It's gonna smooth itself out. I'm surprised Utah stole a game though. That really shocked me. That came out of nowhere. Donovan Mitchell, we gotta give. Hold on. Let me take a moment because the rookies in the playoffs this year, they're really doing something. They're really doing something. This may be, in my opinion, the best draft class since 03. And in the future, it could be a draft class better than 03. You got guys like Donovan Mitchell, Lonzo Ball, Jason Tatum, and then you got the other guys like Dennis Smith Jr., Lauri Markkanen. Like, these guys are balling. And they're making noise. De'Aaron Fox, holy. These guys are going to be good. A lot of these guys are showing true superstar status at a young age, and I'm loving it. That was a good draft class. A lot of these draft classes have been pretty dry in the past, overhyped players, whatnot, but this is a really good draft class. And but going back to the Utah game, I want to talk about Paul George for a second because I'm starting to think maybe, like, can you win with Westbrook? Because, like, Kevin Durant was there and he tried to win with Westbrook, that didn't happen. Paul George and Carmelo are now there, and you know, on paper that they should be a killer team, but they struggle to make playoffs, and they're having like close games with Utah in the playoffs. I'm still banking on OKC snapping out of it and waking up in the playoffs, and then all the playoff vets, they come out of Carmelo, Westbrook, and Paul George. It's already come out of Paul George. He's going nuts. He's crazy. That man is crazy. He's doing everything right now. He just needs everybody else to step up. Because I like Paul George. I bought his shoes, man. I bought his shoes. Really, one of the most comfortable basketball shoes I've had in a while. And I'm going to be honest with you when I say that. Very, very comfortable. I still wear them. I still use them. And I will be copying another pair after I try out the second pair, after the new releases. But anyways, Paul George, I've always liked Paul George. I always thought he was a baller. I thought he was a dog. What he used to bring to the table against LeBron James back in the day on that Indiana team. He was a dog. I like him. And I like that he is really stepping up in the playoffs for OKC and doing what he's got to do. I would say because Kawhi Leonard's out, I would say Paul George is hands down the best two-way player in the game. Has to be. The man is all over everything. Has to be. Now we just need everybody else to just come on, man. OKC, I'm riding on OKC. No more L's tonight. Take them out and just ride the train. Take them out because I'm really, really banking on my prediction of whoever wins that OKC and Houston game in the second round. That's who's winning it all. That's who's winning it all. Yeah, Minnesota's going to fight. I mean, they're winning right now, 113-95. They're winning right now. They're going to fight. But we all know Houston's coming out of that. They're coming out of that series. You know, stop it. Stop fooling yourself with your high hopes and your wishful thinking. It's not going to happen. Just stop it. Okay? Houston's riding that train, and they're going to the second round. And that's that. Okay? That's that. But I want to see what I want to see that OKC versus Houston series, because whoever's winning that series is winning the whole thing. There's no one in the East strong enough to be any of the top four teams in the West in a 7-game series. And when I say the top four teams, I mean Golden State Warriors, Houston, OKC, and now I'm throwing New Orleans in there. Because they are balling. They are balling. You know what would be a great finals? New Orleans versus the 76ers. You got Joel Embiid versus Anthony Davis. Playoff Rondo versus Ben Simmons. Gee! I like that. I like that. But that's probably highly unlikely. But anyways, whoever's coming out of that series is winning the entire thing, because, like I said, there's no team in the East that's beating. Like, the East team is not winning this year. Let's just throw that out there. There's no team in the East winning it this year. I don't care if it's Toronto. I don't care if it's Cleveland. I don't care if it's Boston, Philly. There's none of those teams can beat any of these top West teams in a 7-game series. It's just not going to happen. So whatever is going on in the West, people need to start paying attention to, because they need to start making their picks right now before it's too late. A West team is winning it this year, hands down. You just got to make your pick now. Portland's out, so they're done. Spurs are out, so they're done. So now make your picks. My pick, my overall pick, is Golden State's going to three-peat. I did want OKC to come out. But, like, I got to be real with myself. My wishful thinking is OKC versus GSW in the conference finals. But, hold on. Because, you know what? I'm going to stick to what I say. I think OKC is going to come out of the thing. And I think Westbrook will hoist his first championship. Call me crazy, but that's just my prediction. I just don't think East has it. And you don't even want to hear my prediction on the East, because I feel like Toronto's gonna come out of that series against Indiana. Indiana's gonna beat Cleveland. It's gonna be like the talk of the entire playoffs, is that Indiana upset Cleveland. But it's not even an upset, because it's a 4 and a 5 seed. People need to start, like, you guys need to realize, man, Cleveland is a fourth seed. We can't look at a fourth seed going into the playoffs and saying they're going to go to the finals easily. You're a fourth seed for a reason. And I don't like the excuse, he's coasting. Oh, they're coasting. Nah, you don't coast when you're in the fourth seed. You just don't. You don't coast. That's not good for your legacy. And that's not good for your position in the playoffs. Now look at yourself. You're facing Indiana, a hungry Indiana. You got dogs on that team. Oladipo is coming at you guys. Lance Stevenson, he's been here. He's blowing in ears again. He's playing ball. You got Thaddeus Young. He's on LeBron James. He is dogging LeBron James. And LeBron James, I'm sorry, bro. You got to score over 40 points to win that series. Because your team is choking. They're not stepping up. And you don't have many options. You're exposing yourself. People want to call you the greatest of all time. But you know what? I think Kobe deserves a better recognition than LeBron James. Because let's be real with ourselves. Pau Gasol is not a superstar. Pau Gasol is not a superstar. And Scottie Pippen's a superstar. Shaq is a superstar, yeah. But Pau Gasol is not a superstar. And Kobe won two with one All-Star. And yet we want to sit here and we want to throw shade at Kobe's legacy. But the man won two championships with an All-Star. Two. And he beat a very, very, very good Boston Celtics team with four superstars. That's Kobe. Now, if you put Kobe on this Cleveland team, he's going to the finals in this East. You put LeBron on this Cleveland team, and he's losing in the first round. So, like, can we just stop, please, guys? Just stop, okay? Throw shade to the bald mans. Stop throwing shade to the bald mans. Kobe and MJ. They forever hold my GOAT status because the things that they've done, their mentality in the game, this would never, ever happen to Kobe and MJ at the age of 33. This would never happen. It's not like Cleveland's a bad team. Like, you still got Christian, you still got George Hill, you still got Kevin Love. Kobe and MJ would never, ever, 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 ever let this happen. So just stop it right now. It's done. It's game over. It is game over. Because after this, there's nothing you can do to come back. You will be top five. For now. Because you got other dogs coming up behind you. You got the Steph Currys. You got the Kevin Durants. And you got the Kyries, you got the Kyries. And you got guys coming after you. And you're losing in first rounds. You better come back and win this in seven. Because if you don't, Zero Dark 30. And your greatest of all time is just, it needs to stop, humble down, and understand you're just half of Magic Johnson. That's it. Finals, Boston versus OKC. OKC takes it 4-1. Westbrook does not get finals MVP. Paul George does. And that's that. Those are my predictions. Once again, slowly going into the second round. What can I say? Maybe it is biased, but it's not far-fetched. So bear with me and understand. These NBA playoffs are going to be nuts. And they have been. Hold up. Before I end this, I forgot to talk about one thing. Philly and Miami. What is going on? I feel like I'm watching basketball from the 90s and the early 2000s. Because these guys are scrapping. And there's barely any technical fouls getting tossed around. Nobody's getting tossed out of the game. None of that. These are some crazy, crazy playoffs. Because you got Philly and Miami. All that heated bull crap. And you also got the Toronto and Washington heated matchups. It's crazy out here, man. It is crazy out here. And it's only first round. I love it. I love it. Playoff basketball is the greatest time of the year. It is the greatest time of the year, folks. The greatest time of the year, and I love it. So, I had to touch up on that. Oh, and Whiteside sucks.